Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 10 a.m.
So, of course, it is Mother's Day today. And what better way to make your mum or grandmother or wife feel special than to prepare a home-cooked meal. But if you're looking at the clock and panicking because lunchtime is just a few hours away and you are completely devoid of inspiration, don't worry, because help, expert help, is on hand in the form of my next guest, Mahasa Shweni, otherwise known to South Africans as the Lazy Makoti, has fast become one of the country's most beloved chefs. Ditching the corporate world for the kitchen in 2014, she's the author of the number one best-selling cookbook in South Africa. It's everywhere, by the way. This book is absolutely everywhere. It's the award-winning The Lazy Makoti's Guide to the Kitchen. She's also the food editor for the Sunday World. So from starters to mains to desserts, we've got you covered. Everything that you need to make mum and the whole family a delicious Mother's Day meal to show her just how much you love her. And I'd love to hear from you. If you are cooking for your mum today, let us know what's on the menu and maybe we can all draw a bit of food inspiration from each other. Mahau, it is lovely to have you. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. It's always lovely to chat. And just first of all, congratulations on the book. I can't remember.
Your call has been placed on hold.
Oh,
please wait.
Oh, there she is. Our call was placed on hold, but she's back. She's back. Listen, how long ago was it that the book came out? Because I was lucky enough to do your In Conversation, of course, at the Book Lounge when it first came out. So when was that?
That was 2018.
Was it really?
So it was a while ago.
It was a while ago. And I mean, it really, when I say that the book is everywhere, it is everywhere. When I go to my friends' houses, it's there. It's at the supermarket. It's in all the bookshops. It really, you've just done incredible things with it. You must be delighted.
I am. I'm so, so excited and just so grateful for all the support.
Just remind those of us who may not know the backstory to The Lazy Makoti, how was The Lazy Makoti born?
So basically, The Lazy Makoti was born while I was working in corporate. A friend of mine, they really wanted to impress her new in-laws. She was nervous that they would call her The Lazy Makoti because she can't cook. And then she asked me to give her like a few lessons, just like basic things, teach her how to make a few things in the kitchen. And yeah, it was like a roaring success. She started recommending other people, and that's how The Lazy Makoti was born. I then decided that I'm going to quit this job and I'm going to pursue cooking as a career.
And it really has just become one of the best loved brands. And this is what you do now. You are The Lazy Makoti, and you teach, and you obviously you've got the book, and I hope there's going to be another one soon. For you, in terms of cooking, where did your love of cooking come from? Did it come from your mum?
It definitely did. My love for cooking came from my mom, my grandma. That's the one way we used to bond all the time. My mom still cooks to this day. All the time. Baking is a favorite thing to do, and that's what we always do together. So definitely I credit my mom and my grandma.
So it's a very special Mother's Day for you.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be home with my mother.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But yeah, I do know that wherever she is feeling special. I did send a gift ahead.
Good. Well done. So listen, if you were going to be with mom, do you have a go-to when it comes to Mother's Day? Like, is there something that you will cook? Do you maybe cook together? What do you normally have on the menu?
Definitely on a day like this, the weather is starting to change. It's starting to be like a little chilly in most parts of the country. Her favorite thing to have is some lamb curry. So definitely going to make that for lunch. It's her favorite thing. I actually learned the recipe from her, but it's always so welcomed for mom to take the day off from cooking. So definitely I'd recommend that. It's such a hearty meal, so warming, and it's easy to make.
Now, you say it's easy to make. I would imagine that there will be some people listening in who, like me, are not particularly particularly confident in the kitchen, but you still want to do something for mum to make her feel special. You want to give her a break from the kitchen if she's the one that's always in charge of cooking. So what would be something, you mentioned the lamb curry there, what might be another simple but delicious meal that one might, if like me, you're maybe not quite so confident in the kitchen, or maybe talk us through the lamb curry. If you think that that's something that I could manage, talk us through it.
I think the easiest way, and actually quite impactful way, is to start the day great. So starting mum off with breakfast in bed is always a winner. Oh, yeah. So for the first thing that she sees when she wakes up is you with the flowers and with a really great breakfast to start her day. That's always a winner, an easy win. And what I also like to do is to maybe make cake or some scones. Very easy to make. I will definitely share the recipe with you, actually. Maybe you can post it on your Facebook.
Yes, we will.
It's very easy to make.
Your scones are legendary. Let's just put that out there. If people don't know about the Lazy Makodi scones, they've become a South African institution. Tell us about your scones.
They're very easy to make, and you just need about 20 minutes in the kitchen and a few simple ingredients. And I just love how the entire house smells once they're baking in the oven. And then that's afternoon tea or tea just before she goes to bed. And plus, because you're making not a huge batch, but there definitely will be some for tomorrow. And she can tell everyone or her Facebook friends that my child made this for me.
What's the key to a great scone?
It's definitely room temperature ingredients. So when you are going to bake whatever you're baking, to make sure that you take all your ingredients, say the milk, the eggs, the butter, make sure that they are at room temperature. It's easier for everything to incorporate.
You've just mentioned breakfast. Somebody has messaged in and says, please ask your guest how I poach an egg. My mum loves them, but I only know how to do boiled. You know what? You're not alone there. I love a poached egg, but I don't know how to poach an egg. How does one poach an egg?
So you basically boil your water, add a little bit of vinegar, and then crack the egg. You can actually crack the egg into a bowl first so that you're sure that there are no shells. And then you slowly slip it into the water, and then you start stirring, and then your egg is going to start to set.
So you create a whirlpool in the water to start with, boiling water.
Yes. Not hot water. And then you stir, and then your egg, as it cooks, is going to start to set.
Okay.
So I definitely would say crack it in a bowl first or a cup, just so you're sure that there are no shells.
I love that. I love that people, even though you say that you can only boil an egg, you're going to give it a go because it's mum's favourite. Bless you. I'm fairly confident that the fact is, it's the gesture more than, even if there is a bit of shell in the egg, or even if it's a little bit too undercooked, I'm sure that mum will have a smile on her face. Okay, so that's breakfast taken care of. So you've talked about perhaps a lamb curry. Anything for, what if mums don't necessarily eat meat? Is there something or some nice sides that we could do? Maybe if Sunday is a traditional kind of roast and people are in charge of the meat, but if somebody wants to maybe do a nice side or veggies, what would be your suggestion?
Actually, my favorite thing to make, especially as a vegetarian side, is cauliflower. It's such a versatile veggie. You can make cauliflower rice, or you can even make a cauliflower roast. So what you do is steam it for just 5 minutes, and then literally put that in your oven. You can add some garlic, some salt and pepper, and let that roast. And then make a nice cheese sauce or just a white sauce, and then pour that over your roast cauliflower. I love it.
So do you cut the cauliflower in half, or do you just steam it whole?
You can steam it whole.
Wow.
Like a roast. So while everybody has some roast meat, everyone that's not necessarily eating meat can also still have a roast.
Oh, what a great idea. Okay, that's fantastic. I never even thought of that. If you just tuned in this morning, we are talking to Mohausa Shweni, who is otherwise known as the Lazy Magoti, and is the author of the best-selling and award-winning The Lazy Magoti's Guide to the Kitchen. We've invited her onto the show this morning to help you out. If you have promised Mom that she is in for a delicious culinary treat, and maybe you promised a few weeks ago and now you've woken up and gone, oh dear, it's Mother's Day, I don't know what I'm going to cook for Mum, then don't worry, because we've got you covered. We are talking about some inspirational ideas, just some suggestions just to mull over if you're thinking about cooking for Mum today. Okay, so that's a great idea for a vegetarian option. And then in terms of dessert, what's a nice dessert to do for Mum?
I always say the best way to start is with your mom's favorite. So we all know what it is that our moms love, and you could make that. Personally, my mom is a big malva pudding fan.
Oh, yes.
So that's always what I make. Sometimes I like to jazz it up. Sometimes I make a chocolate malva, which she also loves. So definitely start with whatever's your mom's favorite. It's that one special day where you want all her favorite things to be on the table.
Chocolate malva. So I've never done a malva pudding, but I've done a sponge pudding type thing before.
Mm-hmm.
At what point does one add the chocolate for a malva pudding?
So if I was making the chocolate malva pudding, I would either add some just some cocoa powder, or melt in some chocolate before baking.
Yes. And then in terms of would you serve that with a custard or with a chocolate sauce or with cream?
I would definitely always serve it with some custard.
Custard. Oh, this is making my mouth water.
Made from fresh custard.
Oh, dear. You see, now I... All right, talk me through making your own custard. Go for it.
So the secret is with tempering your eggs. So because we're using the yolk of the eggs, you don't ever want to set the eggs. So you want to slowly raise the temperature of the eggs before you actually cook them. So what you do is on the stove, you'd heat some cream with some sugar, and then separate the egg yolks from the whites, because you just need the egg yolks. Add some sugar to the egg yolks as well. And then slowly, I mean very slowly, pour in that a little bit of that cooled cream into your egg yolks. So you really want to do this very slowly, because you don't want to scramble your yolk. And then once you've raised that temperature, then that mixture can go into the pot to heat it on the stove, to actually cook it.
Imagine how impressed your mum would be if you serve her a malva pudding that you've made from scratch, and then you say, have some custard, I've made it myself. Well, my mum would probably collapse on the floor and faint, because that would be the most
telling everyone.
Yeah, that would be the most cooking I've done ever in the world. Listen, in terms of fruits and veggies and stuff that's currently in season, what might we be looking at?
Say that again, sorry.
Fruits and veg. If we want to sort of be using fruit, seasonal fruits and veg, what would be some of your picks for if we want to incorporate stuff that is going to be readily available? It's going to be in the stores. Seasonal fruits and veg.
I think we're lucky in South Africa that most things are available basically all year round.
Yeah.
So like your cauliflower, your broccolis. Those are available, some sweet potato, even like strawberries and berries.
Yeah.
They're all pretty much available most of the year. So that's great. I think now we have figs available as well. So that would be great to incorporate into maybe a dessert.
And I guess you can keep it simple with figs, can't you? Because you can just kind of do figs. I mean, I know that I love sort of just figs with some honey and yogurt. That's like a really simple, a simple dessert that I like to have, particularly if people are if they don't necessarily have a really sweet tooth. But I love what you were saying about sort of going with your mum's favourite thing. See, my mum loves banoffee pie. So I would make my mum a banoffee pie, and it's probably the only dessert that I can make, and it's luckily I can make it. Listen, we've run out of time, which is devastating, but it's always lovely to have you with us. I have to ask, and people are asking, is there another book coming?
Actually, there is. I'm so excited to say that there is. Only later this year, but I'm sure as soon as everything's sort of done, you'll be the very first person to know.
I'm holding you to that. I am absolutely holding you to that. And I hope that by the time it's out, book launches and things are happening again, because I'm volunteering my services now.
I'm
so excited. I'm so excited. The name of Mohal's book, her current book, is The Lazy Makoti's Guide to the Kitchen. The author, Mohal Seshweni, lovely to have you with us this morning. And happy Mother's Day to your mum.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll definitely pass that on to her.